Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Once again, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can control the content of the site. If you find something online that you think is interesting, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then others can vote up or down, vote in the way that you have a preference. And the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So it's a great way to find out what kind of the pulse of the Free Talk Live listening community is, what it is that they think is interesting, and it gets stuff in front of us to consider for using on the air. So once again, go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Like a good talk show website should be, it's completely free to you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Once again, the toll-free number. Last night, we mentioned going getting to talk about the Trayvon Martin situation, and we didn't get around to it, so tonight we can do that. And, of course, you can bring up anything, but we haven't really talked about this yet, at least not while I've been on the show this past week.
We've talked about it on the Sunday
show. You did cover it on Sunday.
Yeah, where you don't, you're not on Sundays.
No, I'm not. So did you cover it in depth?
Well, you know, covered it as in depth as we could.
All right. So what happened this week was that Barack Obama came out and spoke out against, or, you know, in regards to this.
Our dear leader.
According to Reuters, he weighed in to the controversial killing of a black teenager in Florida in very personal terms on Friday, comparing the boy to a son he doesn't have and calling for American soul searching over how the incident occurred. 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, dressed in a hoodie sweatshirt, was shot dead a month ago in Sanford, Florida by a 28-year-old white Hispanic neighborhood watch. Wait a minute. A white Hispanic? What does that mean?
He's half Peruvian. His mother's Peruvian, and his dad, well, his last name's Zimmerman, so you go figure.
Gotcha.
He's mutt white on one side and Peruvian on the other.
Neighborhood watch volunteer said he was acting in self-defense. From what I understand, he was carrying a bag of Skittles with him.
He had an iced tea, too.
And an iced tea.
And a hoodie.
Right. Hoodies obviously mean someone is up to no good, which is what I heard on I was listening to the radio news earlier today. I forget which brand it was, but they had a clip from this guy's call that he made to the police. The killer made a call to the police department to saying that he thought this kid was up to no good. And I guess it's just because of the way he looked to him. There wasn't any evidence of him having committed any crimes. Just a teenager walking down the street.
You know, for all the, it's, the media paints whatever story the media paints, right? But, you know, there's the call, so the 911, and, you know, for all the world, this looks like a Barney Fife that managed to get himself in charge of the neighborhood watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, you know, I don't know that anyone is necessarily acting under the neighborhood watch at a specific time and then not at others. Seems like if you're a neighborhood watcher, you're a neighborhood watcher, and you are whether you're, you know, whatever you're doing. So I think that that puts the community association in some trouble. But to me, what the most disturbing part of this wasn't, because Florida has the stand your ground law, the go ahead, make my day law, as they've talked about it. And I think that this is...
I believe New Hampshire has that too, right?
I think it may have been passed here too.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, what a lot of people are doing is sort of saying, oh, this law is dangerous. For one, you'd have to prove, this guy would have to prove that he was feeling threatened by a guy with Skittles and an iced tea. But he fired a second shot while this kid was begging for his life, and that's
really
on the audio. And to me, that's murder.
Sounds
I mean, that's
like
not, you can't claim a threat. We're not talking manslaughter. You're not talking anything but murder. I mean,
and this was caught recorded?
Yeah. He called 911.
Now, what's interesting is they haven't arrested this
guy. By the way, they haven't released these 911 calls in their entirety, so all you can do is go on news stories as to their content.
Right. And they haven't arrested this guy.
No, I mean, I think that the police department is
that's the most amazing part of all this.
Well, they're probably trying to figure out how things are going to go with this law. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. Sanford is a largely black community, so I would assume that their police department is largely black. I'm just guessing, and I don't, you know, I can't imagine that they're making their choices based on race.
Well, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. What I find particularly interesting, obviously this is a tragic story, and it's just horrible, whether or not the law, I mean, I don't see how any law of self-defense could justify what you're saying, Mark, allegedly happened here, and that is that this guy put a bullet in this young man as he was begging for his life, already having been shot one time.
Yep. I could tell you from a legal standpoint that if you shoot somebody, you're probably better off killing them than you are having only shot them and then they can testify against you.
Well, this was, I believe, happened in a neighborhood, so people were around. Did anyone witness the actual
killing?
There was
a young man.
Someone
that,
called 911.
A young man that witnessed the situation.
So obviously this is a developing story, and there's going to be more that that comes out over time here. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on it. But one of the things I wanted to point out about this is that this guy was not a cop, this George Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he probably would love to be a cop. I mean, he's on the neighborhood watch, so he may have those sorts of...
has that feel to
he
it.
May have that kind of aspiration, but he's not. And I find it interesting that Barack Obama weighs in on this particular matter when all across the country, young black males and Hispanics and poor whites and others are being arrested, assaulted, attacked, beaten, killed by people calling themselves the police. And in those cases, you don't ever hear anything from Barack Obama. The local media might report on it. But you certainly don't get national media coverage, I mean, on mainstream news shows. That just doesn't happen. It's so common that the police are killing people and hurting people that it's just not national news. They don't consider that national news. It's just all over the place.
Another thing is that there doesn't seem to be the protection for Zimmerman that there are for law enforcement. Oftentimes, when somebody reports something has happened with the police, you can't get the video.
That's true.
No one will give the video up.
And or the police will say they're investigating, and then they'll clear the officer
right,
later
and
down
and the
line.
Problem here is that you and I are taxpayers, we're all taxpayers or whatever. We're paying the salaries of this organization that will then not release this information. If it's the government, by the people, of the people, for the people, or whatever lie they told us in school, because I don't believe that crap for a second, then that information should be the people's, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
There's the policing organizations and governmental organizations across the country do not act like they work for us. They do not act like this is a government of the people.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Why is it that this story is getting such coverage when every other story of every other black man, innocent, likely black men, being assaulted by the police. And again, it's not just about black people. There's a lot of focus on race for this one particular story. But we can find plenty of examples of white cops beating black young men and or killing them. I mean, there's no shortage of this stuff. You go back down to, what was it, Mississippi, I think. God, I'm spacing on his name. But there was a black gentleman in his 30s. Who was in his home. The police were raiding the home. And, of course, when someone's beating in your front door and shouting and screaming, you're waking up from the middle of being asleep because it's 4 in the morning. You don't really exactly know what's going on. But if you've got a family, you know that you need to protect them. And so in order to protect them, he took up a defensive position and shot at the police, ended up shooting and killing one of the police officers that were, raiding his home, and he ended up being, sent to jail, sent to prison for this, simply for defending himself.
It there's more than one story out there. There are 40,000 raids a year in America,
right.
And some of them are going to go wrong. And when somebody uses a gun to protect themselves in their home and their home is being raided falsely, they're probably going to die. And you don't hear much about those things. Mistakes on purpose, whatever the situation is, when the government makes a mistake, working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry. Come on, it comes down to it.
1-855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Is there a double standard here? I say absolutely. This guy's getting a lot of heat, but the police never get any heat. Hardly anything for the just atrocious things they do to people. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that await you there. And they include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, you can just go click and download and get all of them that you want, going all the way back to late 2006, completely free at freetalklive.com.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny a piece. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over at libertystickers.com. You know, you can just go through there and read all the bumper stickers they have. They're good for a few laughs. It's libertystickers.com. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. Also, if you want to get them in bulk, some in your retail store or, you know, your gun show booth or your flea market booth or whatever you want, you can buy them in bulk. libertystickers.com. They'll also make stickers for your band, business, church, whatever. LibertyStickers.com.
By the way, I did finally, you pulled up the name of the gentleman I was trying to recall earlier, and it's just so hard to remember all these stories because over the years of doing this show, Mark, on the almost decade that we've been doing this show, we've talked about so many different police abuse stories, it's hard to remember them all. Corey May is his name. He's about as old as I am, so in his early 30s now. When he was
spent 10 years in prison over this.
Right, when he
finally
was arrested, he was arrested in, around the turn of the century.
2001.
Yeah, and he was, let's see, it's kind of a lengthy story here, but essentially they kind of overturned his conviction. They decided that they went all the way up to the Supreme Court eventually, and that
the cop that you know shot him happened to be the police chief's son.
You mean the cop that he shot?
The cop he shot. That's right. I'm sorry. The cop he shot was the police chief's son in on this raid. And you know the guys who were on the ground doing these raids and that kind of thing, certainly I don't agree with what they're doing, but they're doing what they're told to do. These 40,000 raids that go on in America every year, these are very profitable for the government bureaucracies. A police department's an incredibly expensive thing to run, and most of us really just want protection from things like robbery and arson and rape and these kind of things. And, you know, police departments really aren't protection organizations. They're frankly, they come and they sort of take notes after things happened. Okay, so
they protect themselves.
So what's missing? Well, yeah, their officer safety is paramount. They'll say that all the time.
But, so the case in the May decision is that the Mississippi Supreme Court ended up issuing its decision on December 2nd of 2010, which of course was nearly a decade after this man had been sent to jail, or prison rather, it held that May was entitled to a new trial on the ground that the court had improperly refused to issue a self-defense instruction that would have highlighted for the jury May's right to act in defense of his infant daughter who was present in the home on the night of the police raid that led to the shooting.
He can't defend himself?
Therefore, Judge, that's just what it says on Wikipedia.
I got you.
Judge Prentice Hall, signed a plea agreement in which May pleaded guilty to manslaughter. He was then sentenced to 10 years in prison, which he'd already served. So at that point, he was processed out and released last year in mid-July.
Yeah, they always offer the plea deal up, so that way they aren't at fault.
But there's no shortage of these stories of people who had not harmed anyone else. Corey May had never harmed another human being. They were there on
the drug war.
A drug raid, which I think they might have even gotten the wrong house, but they certainly didn't find many drugs. It was like a very small amount of, you know, some marijuana or something like that.
If they found anything at all.
It does say here they found something, a very small amount of drugs. And
tore the house apart, found a joint.
Right, and so the cop's son died over a drug raid that resulted in a very small amount of drugs being found, and this man ended up going to prison for 10 years. The whole thing is such a huge waste, but nobody would have known about Corey May had it not been for Radley Balco from Reason Magazine and the Agitator blog, who in the mid part of the last decade found out about this story, and he put it out there and kind of created a movement around Corey May and trying to help this guy out, I guess. And so finally he gets out of prison. He initially had a death sentence, and they reduced it to life, and then down the line they
ended
up
because God forbid you kill a police officer. I mean, that's there's more of a penalty for killing a cop than there is for the average individual, and that's how it operates.
So I don't want to minimize what happened to Trayvon Martin. I think what happened to him is terrible, and it's a real result of kind of a trigger happy mentality. And maybe it was racist.
The racial divide, if there the racial divide in this country, if this has anything to do with racism, and it's certainly has that feel, is perpetuated by the war on drugs. I mean, sadly, that's just it. You know, the war on drugs has this criminal feel to it and that kind of thing.
We can come back to that here in a moment. Now make a note. We'll go first to Aaron listening in Manchester to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, good evening, Ian and Mark. It's a pleasure to speak to the two of you.
Thank you, sir.
I was calling concerning the Trayvon Martin story. There's a lot of weird facts going around. Apparently, German was a self-appointed captain of the neighborhood watch that he basically created himself because nobody else was really interested in doing it.
Hmm. Well, I've heard differently, but that doesn't mean what you're saying isn't true. I've heard that the neighborhood, nobody wanted to be the captain of the neighborhood. Nobody wanted to do anything with the neighborhood watch, so he stepped up and that they appointed him or whatever. So I don't know, but, you know, you're right. It's difficult to nail this story down.
And then the other thing is that apparently when the police showed up, Zimmerman was bleeding from his nose and on the back of his neck. But that could have been self-inflicted. You never know. And then the other, I forgot the third thing I was going to mention, actually.
That's why making notes helps.
It's always good to make notes. That's no doubt about it. So this bleeding, this is the first time I've heard anything about Zimmerman bleeding in any way, shape, or form. And you're right, it's not a bad idea to punch yourself in the nose if you've just shot a man twice who was pleading for his life on a 911 call. That second shot, I still think the second shot is the murder shot. You know, like you may be able to claim self, I was in fear for my life on that first shot, but when a guy's been, you know, shot and he's begging for his life to plug him again, that's killing him.
Yeah. Oh, and I do remember my third point now. The Stand Your Ground law, according to the legislator that wrote the law, does not apply because it only applies when you're the one who's being attacked and doesn't apply at all if you're the one that initiated it. So... if you initiate the attack, which Zimmerman was following him, Zimmerman approached him. Clearly, he initiated it. It doesn't apply.
Clearly. Excellent points, Aaron. Thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing that tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, in
makes you wonder why the Sanford police just aren't acting. I mean, I haven't heard their explanation, but it makes you wonder.
It's a good question. I don't know either, but in the call that he made to the police department alerting them that he was following this young man, the police said, no, you shouldn't do that. Like, back away. You don't need to be. Thanks for the tip about this allegedly suspicious guy in a hoodie.
Yeah.
And no, you don't need to be following him like that. But he did anyway, and then obviously went ahead and decided to shoot this young man for some reason. And obviously we haven't figured out all the facts in this case. But one thing's for sure, with all the media...
Some people really hate spending all that money on a gun and never getting to use it.
With all the media around this case, we are going to find out a whole lot more over time. That much you can count on. But again... Why this one case? What is it about this one case that makes it so special when there's no shortage of the police killing innocent people all around this country? 855-450-FREE. Is that because it's so hard for the media to call out the police as being bad guys? Is that why? Because in a lot of cases, the police are the bad guys. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We're here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Once again, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the news updates, and we'll send you email, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook, whichever way works best. You'll find out what's going on with Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the news lists over at news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything you're going to need for the outdoors enthusiast. Ammunition, real big and real popular right now. And the thing that ManVenture Outpost has going for it, as its unique selling proposition, is value. They've got the name brands you're looking for, and they've got them at prices stunningly low. Go check them out at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That'll take care of shipping for you. That's coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
Once again, the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Trayvon Martin case, and I wanted to come at it from a little bit of a different perspective rather than just kind of looking at the alleged allegations or facts in the case, but to question why this one? What is it about this that has sparked the outrage? Is it because the mainstream media is too cowardly to cover all of the other murders and assaults committed against young black males by the police departments all around this country? Is that why? Is it because of when you are on the news media and it is important for you as a news media journalist to be able to be in touch with the police department to get information from them for your reports, that if you're critiquing the police department, if the police department's the bad guy in the story or one of the police officers is the bad guy and the department's covering for them, then if you start to be too critical of the police, then all of a sudden the police cut you off from press releases and their public information officer won't call you back. You won't be able to get any information from them. Is that why it's easier to go after George Zimmerman? Because, again, I don't think George Zimmerman is a good guy. I'm not defending anything he did. It sounds to me like he murdered this young man.
It sounds that way.
It sounds terrible what happened down there. But why this one story? Of course, you can bring up anything you want as well at 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, we go to Jim listening in Virginia to WSVG. Hello, Jim.
Yes, sir. I think in my opinion, you're right. That man should have been arrested on the spot for murder. Because I've had a lot of experience as a security officer and have worked as a reserve police officer. And most communities that have the community watch function, those are sanctioned by the police. And they go by and they get registered and they have police officers come in and tell them what, give them orientation as to what authority they actually have, which in most cases is observe and report. That's all they're supposed to do.
I was on the community watch in a neighborhood I previously lived in. I don't really live in a neighborhood any longer. And we didn't get any kind of training like that at all. Basically, the guy who was in charge of neighborhood watch said, and I think that this makes a certain amount of sense, you know, hey, if you see anything, give me a call. Don't do anything. Just give me a call.
Well, what Jim is saying is accurate, though. I mean, a lot of neighborhood watch groups do reach out to the police. Maybe your group decided not to. But a lot of them do reach out to the police to let them know what they're doing. And
I'm just saying that a lot of them don't get training.
And it is the position of the police that they're supposed to observe and report. And, in fact, when Zimmerman was on the phone with them, that's what they told him. Hey, you know, back off. You don't need to be following this kid.
Exactly right. Because, and I think the other point you made, why is this such a potential racial issue, is because of the things that he said to the 911 operator, especially after she told him to stand down. Now, I heard...
I didn't hear the whole clip. I only heard a little blip of it on the news. So what have you heard?
There was a lot of it where you could hear him saying in the background, oh, they always get away, so I'm going to follow them. And this is after they told him to stand down. And the other thing was, he said, this is a black male twice, wearing a hoodie. He said that twice. Even after the operator told him to stand down, she even asked him, let us know where you're going to be or hang out by the mailboxes until the police arrive. But he didn't do that. He kept following this boy.
Supposedly,
like,
there was, after
like
they've enhanced the audience.
Something to happen.
Sounds like he wanted something to happen.
Yeah, supposedly, after they enhanced the audio, that there is a racial epithet that has been mentioned. But like I said, these 911 calls have not been completely released.
On Sean Hannity yesterday.
Oh, really? Great.
I heard him twice, and they were playing different excerpts, and then they tried to clear him up real good, with this guy. What he was saying, after he was told to stand down, he just kept on and kept on.
Now, I could understand if, I'm not somebody who's going to turn to the police to solve a problem necessarily. So, for instance, if Zimmerman was watching and this young man, ran up to an old lady, assaulted her, grabbed her purse and ran with it, I wouldn't support him standing down. I'd support him, running after him to try to get the purse back. But certainly you don't shoot somebody if they've stolen a purse.
But when the 911 operator told him, sir, we don't need you to do that. We have officers on the way.
Yeah, if all you're doing is following somebody.
And the whole point is he doesn't even have arrest authority or anything. And by the time he got supposedly at Trayvon's apartment complex, technically he could have been on private property and had no business even being there.
Jim, thanks for your call and your thoughts. I appreciate you sharing tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tim is listening in Portland, Maine, to WGAN. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on a Trayvon Martin case.
Yes, sir.
One of the news stories that popped up was on Fox News, TampaBay.com, and they talk about there's a witness who's actually saw the entire encounter. And what he said was the individual in the red shirt, who was Zimmerman, was on the ground getting beat up by the individual in the hoodie. And his testimony was given to the cops. And that kind of corroborated with Zimmerman, and that's one of the reasons.
Well, that doesn't exactly tell the whole story, does it? I mean, because why would the guy in the hoodie be, taking Zimmerman to the ground and beating on him, allegedly? I mean, there's obviously some story that that comes before that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, according to Zimmerman, he was,
he's just trying to explain why the cops haven't arrested
him. The hoodie ended up, tackling him, and the neighbor ended up watching the entire encounter. He told the cops, and Zimmerman was arrested at the time. They took away his gun, put him in the car, and they ended up questioning everyone around before they released him. So it wasn't like they just said, go along your way. And the other point I have is the Zimmerman case happened a month ago, but 2 weeks ago, there was a 13-year-old white kid in Kansas City who was coming home from school, and he was attacked. Gasoline was poured on him by two African-American individuals, and he was lit on fire. And the media just kind of let that one go because I guess the races weren't what the media wanted.
Was it the popular way of looking at it? I don't know. I don't know any of the specifics, but I can tell you. But, you know, it. I think a lot of people do feel like race is a very charged issue and that, you know, certain groups can get some sympathy and certain groups can't. I think that it's really tough. You know, a little bit of melanin in somebody's skin shouldn't be the difference as to why a story gets national coverage and not.
Yeah, I know the... that the new Black Panther Party put a $10,000 bounty on Zimmerman. So I really think the media is kind of, you know, there'll be no fair trial one way or the other with the way the media and the mainstream is just taking this out of control. And, you know, I don't think it's going to be fair.
If the new Black Panther Party put a bounty on Zimmerman, what kind of bounty? Dead alive kind of bounty?
It was just a $10,000 bounty to extract him. So
extract him?
Yeah, I haven't looked at the details, but they want to know where
you're saying that you're saying that the government is allowing an organization to put a $10,000 bounty for a kidnapping.
It was on CNN this earlier today, so I don't know all the details, but I know that they have flyers and it showed the new Black Panthers handing out these flyers for this $10,000 bounty for Zimmerman. So I don't know. I mean, obviously the new Black Panther Party doesn't represent, you know, they represent their own extreme side.
Yes.
So,
but this is a felony.
I just know that that was on the CNN today. So,
Tim, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the heads up on that. But there is a story. I'd seen it earlier, and thank you again. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It says here that they are offering a $10,000 reward for the capture of George Zimmerman.
Capture.
Which, that does sound like a kidnapping, right?
Sounds like a kidnapping to me. That sounds like a felony.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind and share your thoughts on this issue or anything that's related or whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-3733.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is the great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A. Equal housing lender.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a simple concept. You send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with sort of a discussion about the Trayvon Martin case and the various different aspects of it, what's happening actually with the case, why this one case is getting so much special attention. Really, oh, my question, why is this case getting the media attention it is when no other racially motivated killing by the police against a young black man, which is, there's no shortage of those cases, why don't those get the same level of attention? My supposition is that it's because the media is scared to death to take on the police department. And I've got evidence to back that up. There was a case of down in Florida of one particular reporter who decided to do an investigative report about the police. He hired the Police Complaint Center, which is a great organization, a former cop, Diop Kamau. He does basically reverse stings against police departments, and he sends his guys in who are trained at, you know, he hires a lot of former cops as well. So it's basically cops, former cops busting cops. And they went to South Florida police departments, went in there and asked for a complaint form to file a complaint against a police officer. And it's mind-blowing what happened to these guys. I mean, they were intimidated. They were threatened. In some cases, they were attacked physically simply for asking for a complaint form. So the guy who was, I believe, behind that report, if I'm recalling this correctly, the news agent, you know, the guy who was putting together the package for the news agency, he was attacked by the police, not physically, but they targeted him. So they started to pull him over and decided to make an example of him for the rest of the news media to see. And they went after him, and they, you know, they arrested him for some trumped-up nonsense, some traffic thing or whatever, and the TV station fired the guy
Well, they don't need the trouble, right?
They don't need the trouble. They don't want to stand behind their own reporter who filed a report on their own station that they ran, they put on the air. They don't want to stand behind him when the heat gets turned up.
It's,
so
it's sad when press organizations won't stand behind their reporters. I have a friend here in town whose city councilor said that he voted against some kind of funding measure for the police department. He got pulled over every time they saw him for a month. He said he was pulled over like 20 times in a month.
I believe it. So that's, to me, that's the reason why the media feels comfortable focusing on the Trayvon Martin case. And it should be focused on. It's a crazy case. It's terrible what happened to this young man, from what I can tell. But they should also focus on the other horrific cases of, you know, racially motivated attacks, or even if it's not racially motivated, just an attack on a peaceful person by the police. Because there's no shortage of that. 855-450-FREE. There's more here about the story. By the way, what is they say here that Zimmerman hasn't spoken out. All they have are the phone calls, the 911 calls, where he says, quote, "This guy looks like he's up to no good. He is on drugs or something." And then later on he says, "These a-holes, they always get away," in the 911 call. And he wasn't actually up to anything. There's no evidence that he was up to anything. He's just a teenager walking down the road. It was raining, so he had his hood up. He was talking with his girlfriend at the time, by the way, according to the Associated Press. They got a Q&A here about the case. Much of Martin's side of the story comes from a cell phone conversation that he had with his girlfriend moments before the shooting. She was interviewed by their attorney, and let's see, thus far she hasn't been identified, but she said Trayvon told her that he was being followed while he was on the phone with her. She says, "Run." He says, "I'm not going to run, I'm just going to walk fast." The girl later heard Martin say, "Why are you following me?" Another man asks, "What are you doing around here?" After Martin encountered Zimmerman, the girl thinks she heard a scuffle because his voice changes like something interrupted his speech. Then the phone call ended before she heard any gunshots. So, precious details, you know, at this moment, and obviously we're going to learn more over time. Let's go back to you and your thoughts. You can share what you want on this matter or bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. We'll continue and go to Mary. Ladies come first here. Mary, listening to KMed out in Medford, Oregon. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to comment on why I think that the issue with the white beating up on the whites and stuff did not make news is because this country's so conditioned to ignoring reverse discrimination. I've known when I've been reversely discriminated on by race at work, that all gets swept under the carpet. This country.
Tell us about this reverse racism that you've experienced at work.
Well, when I report things at work that have not been fair, when others that have been of a so-called minority race has done things that they would have said, "Oh, well, I can't talk to or treat them in such a manner because of race, or they can get away with working more poorly than I can because they're afraid to take them to fire them because they might be then sued for discrimination."
There are a lot of rules, and thank you, Mary, for the call tonight. There are a lot of rules in the business world that make employers less than quick to jump to fire somebody, whether it's for race or for something else.
It could be sex. It could be all kinds of things.
Right.
You know,
a lot of these
there.
Employers are walking around on tiptoes.
The single biggest difference between the white boy in Kansas City, who a 13-year-old white boy who was set on fire by two black individuals, at this point they don't have them in custody, is that they don't have the sanction of law. At this point, if the police department in Kansas City could find these individuals, and you would think, since they jumped from a porch, that we have a location that they were, we think they know who these guys are and that they'll get them at some point, they don't have the sanction of law. The cops didn't take them in and then release them. So I think that that's the single biggest. People understand that this is an injustice and that the judicial system will deal with this. They're concerned, on the other hand, with the Zimmerman-Martin situation, that there's been an injustice and that the police department is not dealing with it. And that is the single biggest issue.
I think that's an excellent point. Let's continue here at 855-450-FREE. And I feel bad for somebody who's in a workplace situation, and whether it's, race or gender or age or whatever sort of discrimination we're talking about. out, and they feel like that something should be done, but that, you know, the bosses aren't doing it because they're afraid of being sued. I get that. I get that frustration. And I think that that really traces back to the fact that there's such a legalistic framework involved here, that there are so many crazy laws out there that try to control how people run their business. I think people should be free to make whatever business decisions they want, to hire and fire people on whatever reasons that they want to.
And associate and disassociate with people as they wish. That, you know, an employment situation is somehow considered to be different than any other relationship out there. You don't have to ask the government. If you break up with somebody, you don't have to ask the government if you refuse to invite somebody to your house or you kick somebody out of your house. You don't have to ask the government when it comes to any other form of association. But when it comes to an employment association, for some reason the government is allowed to pop in and give their little opinion as to what's going on.
Well, and it's not even as bad here as it is in some countries, like over in France, for instance, where if you get hired, there's like a basic trial period, and once you pass
I don't even know that there's a trial period. Weren't the riots a few years ago over instituting a trial period? I mean, maybe they have it now, maybe they don't.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different country, but I know there are countries in which there's a trial period where you can get rid of an employee, but then after that, if they start screwing off, then you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, once they're an employee, it's their job, not yours.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of the direction this country's going in. And while I want
to see... And what's that do to productivity?
Right, and while I want to see employers treat people fairly, I think the best way to handle that is by the marketplace, where the best employees, if they're not being treated well, should leave, and they should go to a company that treats them better, or start their own company and treat their employees better.
I think that this fits with all sorts of associations. I want to see people treat their significant others fairly and with respect and dignity. And I think that the best way is that you can leave and go and find another significant other. It's competition in the marketplace of relationships.
Let's talk to Glenn, listening in Keene to WKBK. Glenn, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey there. I was calling in regards to the child support agencies and court system.
Okay.
And how they function. My actually similar to race, more than a gender, but about 23 years ago, I was dealing with the court system, where the judge ruled that the mother would be entitled to all Mother's Day as was essential, you know, her and the child.
Well, I know there's more to your story. If you want to hang on, we can bring it back here in a moment after the news. Hour 2 is next, 855-450-FREE. The family courts are terrible. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.